Hey there. Ready for another deep dive? Today we're talking Death's Kiss, brand new fantasy novel. Trying to decide if it's worth your time.
Definitely. And no spoilers.
Nope. Just getting you curious.
Yep.
So imagine this world. It's called Pontus. Huge seafaring culture.
Yeah.
But with magic.
Yeah. And it's got this whole political thing going on too. Four cardinal orders,
you know,
northeast, south, west. They're always like fighting for power.
Sounds intense.
Oh, it is.
Okay, so who's our main character?
Well, it's Marina Boreas. She's young.
Okay.
Leads this crew of raiders. They're from the North Order.
Raiders? What are they raiding?
They're all competing to get into this place called the Vault.
Vault.
Uh-huh. It's legendary. It's supposed to have, like, crazy power and ancient secrets.
Sounds like my kind of place.
Right. And get this, Marina. She doesn't remember anything before joining the North Order.
Total mystery.
It is. And she's got this white hair. Really sets her apart in the North Order. Makes her a castaway.
Castaway. What's that mean?
It's like a mark. People with white hair, they face a lot of prejudice. They're often called squid. It's not nice.
So she's an outsider, and she becomes a captain. That's got to be tough.
Oh, it is. And then there's her affinity. It's like a magic power, but unique to each person. Hers is ice and cold.
Cool.
Literally. But she has trouble controlling it. Might be tied to her lost memories.
Okay, so maybe unlocking the secrets of the vault will unlock the secrets of her past. I'm liking this hook.
It definitely adds another layer to her story. She's not just after power or glory, you know. She's searching for herself.
Makes sense. Okay, so we've got Marina. But what about the world itself? You mentioned Tide Lords, right?
Yeah, the Tide Lords. They rule the seas.
Like, literally rule the seas.
Yeah, they're powerful. And then there are all sorts of crazy creatures down in the depths.
Give me an example.
Okay, Kelpies. Imagine, like, fierce water horses, but they can control lightning.
Whoa. Okay, so we've got a mysterious main character, political drama, ancient secrets, and dangerous creatures. I'm starting to see why you like this book.
And we haven't even gotten to the romantic tension yet.
Oh, there's romance too.
Yeah. Marina, she keeps clashing with this other captain, Captain Agni. He's from the South Order. Powerful, but kind of arrogant.
That sounds like my type.
Well, he might be Marina's type, too. It's complicated. They both have these super rare and powerful affinities.
So it's more than just a rivalry.
Definitely. There's this pull between them, despite all the fighting.
I am intrigued. Okay, so we've got a unique world, a mysterious main character, and maybe some romance. What else makes this book stand out?
It really makes you think, you know, about power, identity, the choices we make. It's like, what would you do if you were Marina? How far would you go to find the truth?
I like that. A good fantasy novel should make you think. Huh? Okay, I'm hooked. Let's dive a little deeper. You mentioned Marina's crew.
Right. They're not just background characters. Each one has their own skills, personality. They're a big part of why Marina's journey is so interesting.
Okay, tell me more about this crew.
Well, there's Cleo. She's Marina's second in command, super loyal, a fierce warrior, really protective of Marina, especially with all the prejudice she faces.
No, close.
Very close. And then there's Davina, the ship's leech.
Wait, a leech? Like the blood-sucking kind?
No, no. In this world, leeches are healers. They're vital, especially with all the training and fighting.
Okay, so Davina's like the crew's medic.
Exactly. But she's more than that. She's wise, gives good advice, helps Marina deal with all the leadership stuff.
So we've got the loyal warrior, the wise healer. Anyone else?
Vhagar. He's the helmsman. Steers their ship, the Moonlighter.
Ah, the one with steady hands. I bet he's crucial in those competitions.
Absolutely. And then there's Herse. She's the weapons master. Good with, like, any weapon you can imagine.
And I bet she gets into trouble.
Oh, yeah. But she's a good friend to Marina, too. They can, you know, let loose together.
I love that Marina has this whole group supporting her. It sounds like they're more than just a crew. They're a family.
You got it. And that's going to be so important as they face these trials.
Trials?
Yeah. To get to the vault, they have to go through all these crazy trials. They're designed to push the raiders to their absolute limits. Test everything they've got.
Wait, so it's not just about finding the vault. It's about surviving these trials, too.
Exactly. It's a competition, but it's also a test.
I am officially intrigued.
Good. So what else can I tempt you with? How about this? In one of the early trials, the captains have to fight a Kelpie.
Oh, those lightning water horses.
Yep. It's a real test of strength, strategy, affinity control. And that's just the beginning.
Okay, stop. You're killing me here. Mysterious main character, a great crew, a dangerous world, intense trials. Death's Kiss Sounds like it has everything I love in a fantasy novel.
Oh, it does. And here's the thing. Those trials, they're not just about testing skills. It's like the deeper Marina goes, the more she starts remembering things from her past.
So the trials are like unlocking her memories.
Yeah, kinda. She gets these flashes, often triggered by, you know, something that happens in the trial or a specific place.
Interesting. So what do those memories tell us about her past?
They paint a picture, right, of her life before the North Order. And it turns out that white hair, the castaway mark, it's connected to something way bigger, way darker.
Okay, now I'm really curious. So what's the truth about these castaways?
They're elementals. Remember how we talked about affinities?
Yeah.
Well, elementals, they have these crazy strong affinities tied to, like, the actual elements.
Oh, it's not just controlling ice. It's like being ice.
Kind of. It's a deeper connection. Super powerful.
Yeah.
And dangerous.
And Marina's one of them.
Uh-huh. Mm. And these powers, they're linked to some traumatic event in her past, something she's blocked out, probably to protect herself.
Wow, so she's dealing with prejudice now and this whole hidden past?
Yeah.
I wonder if she's got control issues.
Right, it's a lot. And here's another thing. She starts to think that the competition itself might be tied to all this. To the elementals, I mean.
Wait, so it's not just a test. It's like a way to control these elementals.
That's what she's starting to suspect. The closer she gets to the vault, the more she questions everything. The competition, the Tide Lords, everything.
Okay, now I'm really hooked. This is getting good.
It is. But let's get back to those trials. You want to hear about more of them, right?
Oh, yeah. We talked about that Kelpie fight. What else do they have to face?
Each trial is different,
yeah.
Pushes them in different ways. There's one, for example, where they have to go through this underwater cave.
Underwater?
Yep. It's full of these bioluminescent creatures. Super dangerous, but also beautiful.
That sounds amazing and scary. What does that test?
Navigation, teamwork, courage. They got to work together, you know, and trust each other.
Especially underwater.
Right. And then there's this other one. They get stripped of their affinities completely.
What? No magic.
Nope. And they have to get through this deadly maze.
Oh, wow. So it's all about strategy then?
Yeah, and instinct. It shows that sometimes your mind is the most powerful weapon.
I love that. Because even in a fantasy world, you still need brains.
Exactly. And that trial, it really shows how strong Marina's bond with her crew is. They have to totally rely on each other to survive.
So their relationship is super important.
It is. Okay, what about Marina and Agni? That tension we talked about.
Yeah, what happens there?
Well, things heat up as the competition goes on. They clash a lot. On the battlefield, off the battlefield.
Is it all fighting? Or is there, like, something else going on, too?
That's the fun part. You see these moments where they're vulnerable, where there's maybe some respect, even admiration.
So it's not just hate.
No. They're both strong, driven, but also, you know, kind of wounded, afraid to trust.
Sounds complicated.
Oh, it is. And as they go through these trials, they have to face their own demons, too, not just the external enemies.
I am dying to know what happens with them. Do they end up together?
I can't spoil it. But let's just say, their journey is full of surprises, and their connection becomes a big part of the whole story.
Fine, keep your secrets.
Yeah.
But I'm adding Death's Kiss to my to-read list right
now.
Yeah. This sounds incredible.
It is. And we haven't even touched on everything. There's this whole other layer to Marina's journey. Remember how she's battling those inner demons?
Yeah, with those memories coming
back. Well, she starts to understand her power. And it's not what she thought. It's ancient, primal, connected to the very essence of Pontus.
Whoa. Okay, so it's not just ice anymore.
Nope. It's something much bigger and potentially way more dangerous.
So she has to learn to control it.
She does, or it could control her. And that makes her question everything, you know, who she is, where she comes from, what her purpose is.
It's like she's fighting for her life in the competition, but also fighting for herself. To figure out who she really is.
Exactly. And that internal struggle, it's just as important as the trials.
Makes sense. And it sounds relatable. You know,
yeah.
I think we all struggle with that sometimes, figuring out who we are.
Absolutely. And as Marina remembers more of her past, the stakes get higher. She starts to see the connections between her history, the vault, the whole competition.
This is getting intense.
It is. And it all leads to this final confrontation at the vault.
Okay. Without spoilers, what can you tell me about that?
Just this. Marina discovers the truth about the competition, about who's behind it all. And it's not what she expected. She has to make hard choices, alliances change, and the fate of Pontus is at stake.
I need to read this book.
You do. It's a fantastic climax. Lots of action, suspense, emotion.
Okay, so we've talked trials, romance, inner demons. What about the tone overall? Is it, like, super dark? Or is there some humor, too?
It's definitely got some dark moments, prejudice, trauma, all that. But there's also humor, especially between Marina and her crew. They have this great banter.
I like that. Even in a serious story, you need some laughs.
Right. And the romance with Agni, that's got some playful energy, too. It keeps things interesting.
So there's a good balance. Action, intrigue, romance, humor. Death's Kiss sounds like a pretty well-rounded book.
It is. And the writing is beautiful. You really feel like you're there in Pontus, experiencing everything with Marina.
That's what I love about a good fantasy novel. Escape. But also something to think about.
Death's Kiss has both. It makes you think about choices, about human nature, about the world we create.
Sold. Okay, before we wrap up, anything else you want to tease? Any little details to get people really excited?
Okay. There's this symbol, keeps appearing, Death's Kiss. And it's tied to a prophecy, one that suggests Marina might have a bigger role to play than she knows.
A prophecy. Now that's interesting.
Right. And that's just the tip of the iceberg. There's so much more to discover.
You're killing me. All right, I think we've given everyone a good taste of what Death's Kiss is about, without giving too much away.
Exactly. Hopefully they're as excited to read it as we are to talk about it.
I have a feeling they will be. Okay, I think that wraps up our deep dive into Death's Kiss.
So, yeah, we've explored Pontus, met Marina, uncovered a whole bunch of secrets.
And I'm hooked. Like, seriously hooked.
I know, right? This book is just, it's got everything. Action, mystery, those deeper themes.
It's not just a fun adventure. It makes you think.
Exactly. And the way it all ties together, it's brilliant. Like, how the world itself reflects those themes, the harshness of the sea, the power struggles.
And Marina, right in the middle of it, trying to figure out who she is.
That's like a metaphor for life, you know? We all have those struggles, trying to find our place, make sense of our path.
Make hard choices.
Oh, yeah. Marina has to make some tough ones. But what I really liked was how it shows female leadership in a world that's, you know, pretty male-dominated.
Yeah, Marina's not your typical heroine. She's strong, but she's also allowed to be vulnerable, to doubt herself.
Exactly. She's real, you know? And her leadership, it's not about being the toughest or the most powerful. It's about respect, loyalty.
Hitting the hard calls.
Yes, even when they're not popular. She challenges the way things are, fights for what she believes in.
And that's what makes her so inspiring. She doesn't fit into a box. She's a leader, a friend, a warrior. She's all of it.
And she's allowed to be. It's refreshing, you know?
It is. Okay, but we talked about prejudice, too. That's a big part of the story.
Right. How the castaways, those with white hair, are treated. It's like a metaphor for any kind of prejudice.
At least on anything, really.
Yeah.
Race, religion, whatever. When people are afraid of what they don't understand.
And the book doesn't shy away from the consequences of that prejudice. It's painful for everyone involved.
It makes you think about how easily we can divide ourselves over things that shouldn't matter.
It does. But there's also hope in the book. Like with Marina and her crew, they're always there for each other no matter what.
Yeah. Their banter is hilarious. You need those light moments, right, to balance out all the serious stuff.
Absolutely. And the romance with Agni, that adds some fun too. They're always pushing each other's buttons.
It keeps things interesting. So Death's Kiss is action-packed, thought-provoking, and funny. What more could you ask for?
I know, right? It's a great mix. And the writing, it just pulls you in. You feel everything Marina feels.
That's the sign of a good author. When they can make you connect with the characters on that level.
Totally. And Reeves, she does that so well. She explores the good and bad in people, the choices we make, the mistakes we make. It's all part of being human.
Even in a fantasy world.
Yeah.
Okay. I think we've done a good job of introducing Death's Kiss without spoiling anything major.
I think so, too. Hopefully we've given everyone enough to, you know, get them interested.
I have a feeling we have. And maybe once everyone's had a chance to read it, we could do a follow-up episode, dive into some of the spoilers.
That's a great idea. I'd love to hear what everyone thinks.
Me too. But for now, we'll let them discover the story for themselves.
Happy reading, everyone.
And that's a wrap for this episode of The Deep Dive.